What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Birds win last night. The last four wins have been walk-offs. Three of them by guys who weren't on the roster 6 weeks ago. Joining us right now to talk some Orioles baseball with Ripken, with Ryan. He's Ryan Ripken. What's up, Ryan?
What's going on? How are we doing this morning?
Doing right. Well, hey, man.
Who the hell got you up this early? You need to talk to management.
Yeah, hey, you know what? It worked in my schedule this time, you know. My car, if I wasn't having some tickets piled up for a little, front headlight out, you know, I think I might still be snoozing this morning. But hey,
oh, you got court. Oh.
You know.
Ryan, Orioles playing well lately. They swept San Diego. They took two out of three versus the Dodgers. Got a chance to sweep the Pirates right now. The last four wins been walk-off. Three of them by, puppies. Two by Masayo. Last night, Dylan Beavers. It's what are you looking at with this team right now, something that you can build on for the future?
Yeah, I mean, these types of moments, especially for the young guys that you mentioned, right? Mm-hmm. When you find ways to win down the stretch, you feel like you can, you know, win in many different ways. Now, and in these walk-offs, it's kind of had that feeling of we get into the tight situation, we're going to find a way. And actually, go back to 2023, what all the Birds did was just win games, and especially at the time where Tampa, if everyone remembers that year, yeah. You know, Tampa was really good. And Tampa was pressing the Orioles, and it looked like they were going to be that team that was going to take the division. But every opportunity that the Orioles had in one-run games, comeback games, walk-off moments, they had that Orioles magic, you know. And so I always like to say when earlier in the season when you can have those moments, you feel like you can overcome all of it. You know, unfortunately for the Orioles this year, it's too little too late. But this is a great reminder for this young team. Hey, you find a way to scratch and claw and put some things together. You can go on a run and beat some of baseball's best, which they have. And so there's a lot of that is why there's a lot of optimism here as you move into 26. Still a lot of work to do, but optimism nonetheless.
Ryan, I've heard from many, many people, I'm curious how you feel about this, that the biggest leap, maybe in all sports, from the majors to from the minors to the majors, college to pro, whatever, is the major league pitching in baseball and the difficulty to adjust to that because it's so much better than minor league pitching. Yet you see Beavers and Masayo both look like they belong already. I mean, Beavers is hitting over 300, on base percentage of 453. Besides, got a couple of home runs. That's Beavers has a home run. They look like they've adjusted really quick. Are you surprised at all by this?
No, I think that everyone, you know, first off, to the point about minors to the majors, you know, the difference, you're right, when you're saying about pitching, but the bigger part is the consistent pitching that you're getting in the big leagues from guys, you know, that the middle relief bullpen guy is really good in the big leagues still. You know, yeah. Then you have the starters. In the minors, it's okay if you get by, you know, the starter. There's two or three really good pitchers in the minors, and then, you know, there's going to be guys, which, again, it's not me knocking anybody. That is just the reality.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as an easy at-bat in the big leagues. So with these guys, what I like is, you're right, they look like they belong. That is the phrase that is the best to describe. I think also when you allow yourself right now, there's not pressure, you're coming up to play. I think that definitely plays into it. Those guys have nothing to lose. And there's no right playbook to come up and either have success from the jump or have your struggles. But I caution people because this is just one part of the year. I expect them to struggle at some point, you know, because that's the nature of the beast of the game. And typically, especially going into 2026 when it's a restart, teams are going to have more of a scouting report on players. And then what's the encore? How do you continue it for a 162? So, no doubt, Basayo and Beavers, you know, even Jeremiah Jackson, these guys can be impactful at the big league level. But the true test is going to be when you show up next year and opening day hits and you got to go through the grind for a full year, I think that's where we're really going to see them be tested. And that pressure's back on now of the O's are expecting to win the AL East to be a playoff team.
Hey, Ryan, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you. You had an incredible vantage point leading up to 21-31 when your dad broke the record. And then, of course, the fireworks that happened this weekend and all that encompassed it. What was all that like for you, and what were you going through?
Well, you know, the flashback to September 6, 1995, lights were on, no one was home. You know, I don't remember that day. But so this time around and through the years, or especially this year, you know, I got to talk to a lot of people and relive the moment through their memory. And then going into that game and that night, it was, you know, emotional for my family for a lot of reasons because of the significance of what it meant. And, you know, for the city, right, for baseball. It meant so much to so many people, so I was thankful to be a part of it. Am I upset with my first pitch? Absolutely. because
it's better than mine.
It's not indicative of how I feel. Yeah, I know though, Rob, but everyone goes, Ryan, you played baseball. I'm like, yeah, no, I know that someone was going to say that. Get me back on the bump and I'm going to throw it right at his head. But the Baltimore Orioles guys are 1-0 when I throw out the first pitch. And I thought we were going to see history on September 6th, but on the other side with Yamamoto, I thought we were going to see the no-no. He is disgustingly good as a starter, and he was that night. But September 6th seems to have a reservation for the Orioles. And once again, we got to add another really amazing moment for Birdland with one of the best comebacks that you're going to see in a baseball field. You know, so it was a great night, and thankful to be there.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Ryan, where else can we find you this week?
I'll be on with Bob Haney, 12-2, ripping it with Ryan, right there on the Fan. So I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Ryan.
Thank you, man.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's big, bad morning show on the Fan. Wants to get back on that bump. Didn't like his first pitch.
You know what I want to do is I've never thrown out a first pitch.
It's tougher than you think.
No, it's not. It's not. Stop it.
It's tougher than you think.
I want to throw it left-handed and make people think that's how I throw. You know, like, hey, you ever try to throw left-handed when you've never done it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to say what you look. You're like, eh, throwing. That's what I want to do, and just have everybody. What the hell is that? Or chuck it up into the press box. It's like, oh man, I just got a hold of that one.
You thought left-handed, you might confirm people's thoughts. Told ya.
You're just saying what I'm thinking. And
by the way, my left-handed throw might not be that bad. I still think I might throw a strike.
Might not be that bad. It means you haven't done it before.
I haven't done it in a while, but I mean, I was amphibious, Rob. I could use both.
I got you.
I was amphibious.
Who said that?
Fennis Dembo?
Yeah.
Hey, man, what do you attribute
finish left and right?
What do you attribute your success to? Being amphibious. I can use my left and my right. Okay.
We're giving out shovels at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, reaction to Jerry Jeudy and his response of no challenges when he's asked about the challenges that he'll face against the Ravens secondary on the field.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Man. Dude, you suck. You suck, Jeudy. You, ooh. Like... Jeudy dropped a 5-yard pass that hit him right in, and he's like, that's disrespectful.
Jeudy.
That's disrespectful to sit here and say that they're 10.5-point favorites. Why? They won the division last year and you guys sucked.
And last year when you came here, they beat you by 25.
You know what's disrespectful is you saying that you have no challenges, no worries about this Ravens secondary. Mm-hmm. Okay. Worry about your hands. Worry about those things and what they're supposed to do. Unbelievable, man.
Yeah, like last year you came in here, the final week of the year, and the Ravens beat that team 35-10. And the last I checked, Jerry Jeudy, you were on that team because you caught 6 passes for 63 yards, and you didn't get in the end zone. So, there is history to getting run out of the building by the Ravens.
No challenges is what the Ravens are going to have when you guys come to town. Look. I'm not telling you it's going to be a blowout, but they're going to do what they're supposed to do at home. I do think they handle this team.
Derrick Henry averaged 7 yards a carry on you clowns. 20 for 138.
Well, you're about to find out.
Lamar averaged 7 yards a carry on you clowns. 9 for 63. I mean, Mark Andrews had a touchdown catch. Rashad Bateman had a touchdown catch. Raven sacked you only a couple of times. But I don't get no challenges. That's just ignorant.
Yep.
It is ignorant.
That's just straight up.
I get trash talking to him. It's like, yeah, you sound so stupid when you say that.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, I would say, you know, they gave up a lot of points last week against a very good Bills team, but we know what this Ravens defense is all about. You know, I'm just going to come out and do what I do.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to make it do what it
does. And if you want to be a little cocky about it, you say, I feel like I present some challenges to them as well.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah, right. You know, I mean, you can be a little cocky about it.
Absolutely. You're a wide receiver. You're allowed to be an A.
But that right there, he's fortunate. I think guys talk like that now, Jeremy, because you can't really hit him. I mean, you can't really hit him. Back in the day, your wide receiver ain't saying nothing like that because he's going to get hit coming across the middle, whether the ball's thrown to him or not. Can't do that anymore.
No. What challenge do you see? Well, they're a very difficult defensive face. They take the Lou Holtz thing. It's like, what did you see in Appalachian State? Man, they got a great kick returner. It was like, you got to find something positive about him.
Like, and that kicker, man, I'll tell you what, we can't return. He pins it deep in the corner, the end zone. It's no return game. You're only starting off at the 25-yard line.
But it's in this day and age.
They're fast.
Guys like to chirp and bump their gums, and I guess we'll see what he can do. But again, if you went back and he... That drop pass, I'm not saying it cost the Browns the game, but it cost the Browns the game. No challenges.
Eli Parkville.
Oh, man. Hey, good morning, fellas. Last time I recall, I think Cedric Tillman, wide receiver one on the Browns, because the way that he play, he just like a wide receiver one. Jerry Jeudy is just a distraction, so that way Tillman can get open. Hey, I'll take it easy.
You take it easy. What challenges did the Ravens bring you? None. Because I can't catch the damn ball.
Yeah. I'm challenged myself.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
If I'm Jeudy, I'm definitely feeling confident, you know, because if I'm looking at that game last week, the Ravens secondary made Colvin and Shakur look like John Taylor and Jerry Rice.
Who?
You know, back there.
That made who?
Colvin and Shakur's.
Was that a law firm?
The receivers for the Bills. Y'all know I'm talking about. Y'all watch the same game I watch, right?
Keon Coleman?
Coleman, yeah.
I thought you said Colbin. I'm sorry, man. I misheard you.
Yeah,
I thought you said Colbin.
No. It's your Bowley's Quarters accent that got us.
Yeah.
Red Eye Bowley's.
Yes, Shakir. Every time. It's not Shakur. It's Shakir.
Well, no. He's a Tupac fan.
Yeah, he's
so it is.
He's a Tupac fan. So everybody's Shakur.
Hail Mary.
Yeah, I think
I'm
his mother named him after.
Don't push me.
Yeah, revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting. You know,
yeah,
like,
I know.
You can get dumped too.
No, man, don't do me like that, man. But go Ravens. Hey, can I get my prediction real quick since I ain't going to be here Friday?
Where you going?
Where you going now?
Where you going?
North Korea for a week. So
what?
Did you get?
I mean, you got orders?
No, I'm playing, man. No, I'm being Jamaica, man.
You got military orders or something. You got to give us your prediction.
35-20 Ravens.
35-20? All right. 15 points. Hey, man, travel safe.
Oh, did you hang up on him? I'll text him. I'm going to find out if he's going to Montego Bay or in the grill.
Hedonism, if I know anything.
They took us, but when we went to Couples Swept Away, I think is what it was called in Jamaica, our boat went by the hedonism thing is or whatever, and it's like
there were like
four naked dudes just. Are there any wives there?
And oh,
like,
please! I was there. I went there for a week,
and I said, "Can we stop the boat so I can talk to these guys or what?"
It was wild. We pulled in. It was raining. We pulled in because it's a long ride from the airport to the resort. Is a topless women playing volleyball up against them. Hey, boys, welcome. I was like, yes.
It was funny because like we did see the one woman who had low-hanging fruit, and I was like, what's that between your breasts? And she said, my belly button.
First night, every night is a theme night there.
You've been waiting for that, right?
Yeah, he's been waiting for three months waiting to say that.
Hey-o!
Okay. It was theme night. It was pajama night. Everybody's watching. She was with some girl, Grace. Where's your pajamas? I don't wear pajamas.
Yeah, that would be me.
Show me. Grabs by the arm, takes me to her room. No joke.
Did you guys play like Parcheesi or checkers?
That's
or what?
That's what we played. Funny part is, we sleep together. In the morning, I go, what's your name?
What's your name?
And she says, names aren't important. Where are you from? I said, Brooklyn, New York. She goes, I'm going to call you Brooklyn. That's what she called me for the week.
Did she call you again after that night?
I hung out with four different women that week. It's as wild as you heard. I don't know what it's like now. It was a long time ago. But
I like the guy that picks up the lady of the night and goes to a swinger event. So he's hooking up with your wife, and then you're hooking up with a lady of the evening.
He's breaking out all his old jokes now.
Let's go, Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
What's good, fellas? Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, look, Rob, the NFL's all about smack talk. If I'm a receiver that's trying to make a name for myself like Jerry Jeudy, despite being, you know, average at best guy out there, yeah. I'm coming with it because this defense definitely looks fraudulent starting year number two under Zach Orr.
Well, you know, Jerry Jeudy, you know, somebody could make him look fraudulent, but he ain't the guy to do it, does it? I mean, the problem is this, Kevin. You're coming from a disappointed Ravens standpoint. Their Browns fans are wondering, telling Jerry Jeudy to shut up because he's a disappointment. So you got to consider the source. You're just looking at it on one side because you know what the Ravens are doing. You don't know what Jerry Jeudy is doing, because if you did, you would know he's not the guy that should be talking. I'm not worried about a trash talker, but not from that guy.
Yeah.
You're not the one, dude. You know, if you're playing the Vikings and Justin Jefferson wants to bump his gums, then you're going to have to take it.
Yeah.
If you're playing the Bengals, you're going to have to take it. But I'm not taking that from Jerry Jeudy. So no. I understand what you're saying, Kevin. But
why is it the sorry-ass people that talk the most trash? Like, are you trying
the deflecting.
Trying to get in your head. And it's funny, like, when you see it, sometimes you're like, are you really talking right now?
Exactly. Not this dude.
Denver got better when they got rid of you.
True.
Cleveland got worse when they got you.
Facts.
What?
Shovels at 8 o'clock with On the Other Side. Reaction to Marlon Humphrey's comment about the Ravens and their immaturity. Does he have a point? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 7:33 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Lots have been said about the Baltimore Ravens and their effort on Sunday night at the end of the game. Marlon Humphrey had a lot to say. This is one of his latest comments about the game.
I can't say during the game I really thought about it. I will say when we were up 15, you know, I like to sit next to Roquan on the bench because I know he's going to be pretty locked in throughout the entire game, and I want to be kind of at that same mental level. And I just remember being up 15, and I'm like, I looked over Ro, I was like, you know, let's go win the game. And I think as a collective, I think, you know, when you watch the tape, we all want to do that, but I think it goes kind of to what Harb's address in the team meeting. He said, you know, we're just not mature enough as a team yet. I think it's very clear we got great players on both sides of the ball, but defensively, we have to work on our maturity it doesn't matter what our offense is doing, it doesn't matter what Lamar, like, we have to go out there and win the game. And right now we're, you know, our maturity level right now is, sadly, when we get in those situations, it's just not good enough.
Now, he was asked whether or not he thought this was going to happen. That's the original question that he was answering. I'm concerned, Ed, when you look at some of the veterans on that defense, for him to be talking about maturity. That's concerning.
I'm a little concerned, too, because clearly there's something wrong. And so what we saw the other night was not our imagination or just playing, you know, one of the elite quarterbacks in the league. Is there something up? And to say they're not mature enough, then what does that mean? To me, that means they're just making mental mistakes.
Yep.
Not paying attention to the coaches, being out of position, things like that. And it's like, that's a bad sign, man.
Your thoughts on that, Jeremy?
I mean, it's game one. You don't like hearing that you feel like people were missing assignments or not in the right place or doing the wrong thing. But
sounds like that, though, too, right? When he said,
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like there's one or two specific people, but he's doing the right thing by not saying the name.
Is he talking about younger players?
It would feel that way, right? I mean, couldn't we talk about weak side linebacker and say, okay, what was going on there all game? Mm-hmm. Could we talk about, I mean, I have to go back and look at Starks. That's the first guy you would probably think of because he's one of the newest members there. But the other guy that looked really bad was Jair Alexander. So what if he was freelancing? So again, I don't want to point fingers, and I did not break down the film. Maybe Ken would have a better idea watching the defense and going, thanks. But we don't know. We don't know who was out of place and who wasn't doing things. We can see who we think got burned. How many times did we have this happen way back when where we were watching it going, all right, who made the mistake? Was it the corner or safety? Did the corner think he had help over the top? But people watch it and go, look at the corner just getting beat. He just let him go.
You know, it's funny you say that. One of the more, and I know this, I remember this because this is when I was a diehard fan of theirs. The catch, Dwight Clark.
Mm-hmm.
What DB is in the picture? Everson Walls.
Okay, yeah.
Wasn't Everson Walls' man. But that picture will live in history.
Yes, absolutely.
Is Everson Walls got burned.
Yeah.
Everson Walls saw the play and reacted, broke off what he was doing to react to the play. And he got posterized. That happens so often, Jeremy, in secondaries. You have a great defender. You see what happens. They'll break off what they're doing, get in the picture. And we, not knowing what defense, what the coverage was, we think that's the guy that got destroyed when chances are was not.
Well, even then, like we could.
That's why I love having former players and coaches do color commentary. Same, they can break that down.
Same thing with interceptions from quarterbacks. Like they're going to get credit for the interception or, you know, get dinged for it when, okay, what if the receiver ran the wrong route? How many times have we seen a quarterback going, what the hell was he looking at?
Yeah.
He was throwing to a spot that he thought the guy was going to. Maybe even look at the Lamar interception against Buffalo in the playoffs where he kind of chucked it up down the sideline. He hadn't done that all season long. And it's like, where's he going with that? So again, I just go back to like, sometimes you really aren't privy to what's happening on the field and the guys will tell you after the game. More times than not, you're not going to hear what's going on behind closed doors when they're discussing, hey, he was out of place, he was out of place, but he's not naming names, which I think leaves it up to interpretation.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Do you think he was sending a message to anybody in particular, Ed?
Message.
I would assume he was. We're not going to know who it is. But if you say something like that, they know who they are. I mean,
you know who you are.
You know who you are. If you blew an assignment, you weren't paying attention, you got burned, you did something stupid. I mean, you know, mistakes happen. People get beat. I hate to use it. They get paid too, but they do. I mean, you know, you don't win every battle in the NFL. But if your head's not in it, you know, assignment, man, it makes everything. I mean, if you're not aligned properly and you don't carry out your assignment, you make it bad for everybody. And that's what supposedly would happen on that no rush, you know, where they had the 11-man prevent. Nobody was covering the sidelines. Just keep everybody in the middle of the field. Let them catch the ball.
Yep.
Nope. Nope. We're not going to do that. So, I mean, they know who they are.
Jeremy, are you concerned with them sending messages after week one, or is that the sense of urgency that they should have?
No, I think exactly that.
Sense of urgency?
I love the fact that they bring it up after week one. You don't let this linger longer, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, man, we should have said something back in week one, and now here we are. We're sitting at, whatever, 2-2, 1-3, whatever it may be, and going, man, I wish we would have kind of laid down the law there. And again, if it is Jair that's kind of freelancing and not doing what he's supposed to do, somebody needs to lean on him and talk to him. If it's one of the rookies, you definitely need to pick that guy up. That would be the easiest guy to do it. If it's someone else, you know, you're hoping you got good leadership.
I don't think it's one of the rookies. I don't, because I don't think he would be going after a rookie week one.
Okay.
When you talk about maturity, I mean, you expect rookies to do rookie-like things. I think it's Jair.
I do, too.
I don't.
But again, we don't know, so I don't want to just start.
I'm speculating. I don't think Marlon Humphrey would throw that kind of shot at a rookie in week one. Maybe week 7 or 8 when you're not learning from your mistakes. But you expect veterans to come ready week one. You expect veterans, when you talk about being immature or not having the right maturity, that to me says you didn't meet your level of expectations.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think it's to a veteran. I mean, to do it to someone like Starks or something, you're not going to do it to him.
No.
First game in the NFL.
You tear him down.
Yeah.
Man, it's my first time around. My bad. I don't think it's a rookie. 410-583-1057 is the number. Shovels at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, we want to hear from you. Your thoughts on what Marlon Humphrey had to say after week one. And I want to ask you what I asked Jeremy. Are you in favor of him maybe sending this message so soon? Or is this maybe knee-jerk reaction in the sign of panic? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I would just say, you know, take it one week at a time. Sadly, we have been in a similar position before last year. And so, you know, you get in the meetings to figure out, you know, kind of what went wrong down there in the stretch. And it kind of was a tale of, you know, the fourth quarter. You want to be at your strongest. We were just kind of weren't really on our P's and Q's. So on the defensive side. So, you know, you kind of flushed last week and you try to get 1-0 for this week.
It was all good just a week ago before the season started. Now look, we got chaos.
Chaos is a ladder.
We got confusion in the secondary. We got malice.
Yeah. I hate you.
We got issues. Fans need tissues. This is things when things happen. Let me explain something to you. When these Raven fans wait for week one and they lose, oh, it's bad.
How much does it take it to change? Like, if they beat the Browns' ass and do what they're supposed to, do you think fans are like, okay?
No, not the right win.
It's got to be the Lions or the Chiefs next.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's absolutely positively. Because, look, that game really bothers me a lot. I'm sure it bothers a lot of people.
Well, week one?
Week one. Because the obvious, where they have yet another game buttoned up, done. You're done. This is your game. And you blow it. They just blew it. And the worst part was it looked exactly like we thought it would look until they had 4 minutes left in the game or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you think about it, they're up. They have 34 points, 34, whatever it was, going into the fourth quarter. It's like, I think my prediction was like 31-20 or something. I don't remember what it was, but it was similar to the score. Like, you know, a double-digit victory. They're going to win this. It looked like it was exactly that, but better. They look even more dominant than we thought. So you get all this, and then all of a sudden it's like, it's like you got kicked in the nuts, you're on the floor, and you get curb stomped. Like, they kept doing it. Like, what the hell's going on here? I mean, it was more than just disappointing. That was like, people were bereft after that. Like, really angry and, you know, saddened, actually. And I just think there was a bigger blow than people give me credit for.
Jeremy, you think is that big of a blow for week one?
I mean, it just looms large because, again, you got 17 of these games. You heard all offseason about the revenge spot and how it was just kind of sitting in their craw and they wanted to come in. And look, they did everything they were supposed to do up until there was 4 minutes left to go in the game. And again, there's a little bit of luck that gets involved with it, and you feel unlucky sometimes, but you didn't expect your defense to come out there and give up 40 points. Like, no. If I told you the Ravens scored, or 41 points, if I told you the Ravens scored 40, I don't think anybody'd be surprised with the way that this offense has looked.
Mm-hmm.
But if I told you the defense gave up 40,
that would be shocked.
I'd be going, who did they play? The Monstars? Like, you don't, you just don't expect it. And again, like, it's week one, so everybody is now just sitting in crap for a week and just dealing like, oh, this sucks, this sucks. And then you get the Browns, and even that's not the type of game that's going to put you over if you win. No. That's why I asked the question, because I agree with you guys. I feel like...
I mean, if they beat the Lions now, people are going to look at that Packer game and go, yeah, well, the Lions are down this year.
Well, if the Lions win the week two, it'll be
if
something.
They come back and, you know, bounce back big. But after the Lions and Chiefs, it becomes a series. And this is how I think the Bills were the best team on the schedule this year. And now you have the Texans, Rams, Bears, Dolphins, Vikings, Browns, Jets. Really? If you don't beat that run there,
they got to boat race the Browns.
They really
in
do.
In order for it to make
sense. And they got to run the table when they get to that, you know, it's, past the next two games.
It's like, okay, well, you score 40 against the Bills, you got to score 50 against the Browns. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that's my thought.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's going to be the pushback from fans. Let's go to Joppa and get Trey. What's up, Trey?
What's going on, fellas?
Not much, man. How are you?
I like the comments by Marlon. I like the urgency. I mean, it beats the alternative. It beats him coming out saying, you know, we know what we need to do all the time and, you know, we'll handle it. No, sometimes the worst thing you can think you have is more time than you have. We got to get this fixed now. Like, this week, the next practice, the next play, like, it's becoming a habit. It's becoming a scary habit on defense. And I don't think he was just talking to the secondary. Yeah, towards the end of a play, the ball, you know, when the ball's in the secondary, we always think it's the secondary's fault. I think some of the maturity falls on the D-line up front, too. I mean, Owe, you a vet now. Madubuike, you a vet. Van Noy, you too old to be having bad games in the first game. Like, come on. Van Noy, look at Van Noy on the fourth down play, on the no-rush play.
He said Van Noy can have a bad week in week 10, but not week 1. I'm too old for that.
maturity shouldn't be the question, I should say. Yeah. Maturity shouldn't be the question. Yeah. Super Bowl champ. But, I mean, I think he's talking to the whole defense in that. And you got to be on one string, man. It really does take 11 guys. If four ain't doing the right thing or if three ain't doing the right thing, I mean, it's not going to –
Like the call. Good call by Trey, man. Good call. Let's go to Shiloh in West Baltimore. What's up, Shiloh?
Hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Real fast, though, know, because, look, I know time be flying, right?
Are you
real
right?
Quick. Yeah. Hey, Rob, look. Yes, sir. Check this out. Man, hey, look, you said, do I think it was good idea? Man, he couldn't have said no better. But you know what, though, man? It's got to take a vet to speak up. But you know what, though, Rob, real fast,
yes, sir.
I said yesterday when I called it, because I called it 6-2. I called in 10-2. I ain't calling no whatever. But look, check this out real fast. Look, hey, hold up. Love before you start that. Look, check this out. I'm glad he did that, right? Because at the end of the day, right, it was to me, if you ask me, and Shaw, give me one word about what that game. Hey, Ron, know what I said all day long on Facebook, even though I was real mad? It was an embarrassment, right? Because at the end of the day, right, look, this is the same team, right? We already know what they did last year, right? But while you cannot come out and lay that down. Because at the end of the day, like the offense did what they did. Hey, Ron, it's still away. But look, check this out real fast, right? Look, I'm going to tell you. Now, like you said, they got to steamroll the Browns, right? But at the end of the day, Ron, we can't take the game back, right? But, man, let me ask you a question. Somebody on the panel said that, you know, the guy just said before me, he said, I'm glad he spoke like that and stopped listening to all of the hard barbers and all that old stuff. I'm glad he spoke in the language he spoke. Your coach supposed to be talking about, but he stepped up. But I tell you what, don't worry. Guess what? If they don't get it together, and I'm glad they're doing it early, right? They got to get it done early. But look, if they don't get together this year, hey, Ron, can I ask you this real fast?
Go ahead, real fast.
If they don't get it together, you want to see how far it goes?
It depends on how they fall. If they go deep in the playoffs, no. If they fall short and wild card and lose the first one,
I'll say yes.
Yeah,
I'll be the first one.
Yeah, I meant to ask him because I got to follow that dude on Facebook. He said on Facebook, I meant to ask him.
Who, Shiloh?
Yeah.
I hope he writes like Shakespeare on Facebook.
I got to follow Shiloh.
It is so funny because he gets so animated and kind of like he never finishes a sentence. He like it, if you go back and listen to that, he interrupted himself.
He always says real quick.
Yeah.
He's listen, folks. He's never been hung up on. Why? Why are you so paranoid?
He's never been real quick either.
He's never been. I've never hung up on Shiloh. And he's like, but before you hang up, Rob, you mean like the last time I hung up? I never hung up on you.
I'm sorry, Trippy. Shiloh is becoming my new favorite caller.
World is stupid at 8:30.
I'm going to be real with you.
But on the other side, Ed, we're giving out shovels.
Oh, we definitely are. This is going to be right up your alley, my friend. I'm giving it to an AP writer. AP voter.
Oh, really?
Oh. I want to see what you think about this.
Okay. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text. You know, I used to take that vote seriously. 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.